Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Connie reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, January 6, 2021. MCH hopes to make large impact in second round. Health officials warn of scams by Royal McGregor. Early Tuesday afternoon, Medical Center Hospital issued a press release that stated the hospital had administered all of its initial 2,500 COVID-19 vaccinations that it received December 21st. MCH Chief Nursing Officer Kristen Timmons elaborated on that during Tuesday's COVID-19 Zoom news conference and said the hospital vaccinated 2,611 as each Moderna vial contains more vaccine than its minimum allotment. Timmons also stated that MCH is waiting for its second shipment of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine and that the hospital has requested it on a much larger scale. We are going to put our order in, and it's really dependent on the state as to when they get it to us, Timmons said. We are hoping that it is quickly. We are turning in all of our reports in regards to how many we can store and how quickly we can get them out. We are hoping that is shortly after we put in our next order. We are going to request several thousand, probably upwards of 20 or 30, in order to make a larger impact on the community. During the news conference, Odessa Regional Medical Center's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Rohi Saravana, said the volume of shots the city is looking at is in the many thousands before it can try to immunize everybody. But the volume is available is in the hundreds. Saravana also urged the public to visit the Texas Health and Human Services website to find a list of authorized providers of the COVID-19 vaccination throughout the state. He reminded the public that the COVID-19 vaccination is free, and he hopes the use of the DSHS website can prevent people from being scammed. The hospitals that are providing the vaccine are going to bear the cost of the storage, administration, and all of the nursing costs that go along with it. But that's us. We are doing that for the community, Saravana said. The vaccine itself is no cost to us and no cost to you as well. If you see random places saying that they have the coronavirus vaccine or they are going to charge you money for it, please don't go over there. Check the DSHS website. On Tuesday afternoon, MCH CEO Russell Tippin said the hospital had a total of 4,554 positive with 11,329 negatives and 54 pending. MCH has tested a total of 15,928. MCH has 68 COVID-19 patients in-house with 19 critical care patients and 14 are on ventilators. There are 25 patients on 4 Central and 24 on 7 Central. The COVID-19 patient list includes 3 from Midland, 2 from Crane, 1 from Andrews, 1 from Balmoray, 1 from Blue Springs, Missouri, 1 from Fort Stockton, 1 from Kermit, one from Makami, one from Pecos, one from Presidio, one from Ruidoso, New Mexico, and one from Sugar Land. ORMC CEO Stacy Brown detailed that the hospital has tested a total of 9,419 individuals with 1,986 positives and 25 pending. Brown also said there are 26 COVID-19 positive patients in ORMC, with 15 of those in the ICU and 6 on ventilators. She also explained that 10 of the 26 patients are from outside Ector County, which includes Littlefield, Eastland, Hobbs, New Mexico, Alpine, Fort Stockton, Kermit, Seminole, and Big Spring. Brown also said 20 ORMC staff members are in quarantine. Prior to the news conference, the Odessa City Council met for its first workshop for the new year at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, where council members discussed voting to end the local mask mandate. Hospital officials said during the news conference that they believe masks and social distancing have helped reduce the spread of the coronavirus. "It sounds like we need to have a lot more discussion on that," Saravana said. "I hope we will openly engage in good scientific discussion and we can help educate whoever is willing to listen to scientific reason. We will help educate and give them the guidance that we've always given during this pandemic." Off to a rocky start. The caption reads, District 5 Councilwoman Marie Willis thanks Odessaans for their courage and speaking up during the discussion about turning Odessa into a sanctuary for the unborn, during a city council work session Tuesday morning in the Devonian Ballroom at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. First 2021 council session full of fireworks. "Tempers, words flare during heated and long work meeting," by Frederico Martinez. New Odessa Mayor Javier Hovind's first city council work session meeting got off to a rocky start Tuesday, with some council members calling him out for wasting time and trying to promote his personal agenda over more pressing issues facing the city. Hovind tried to persuade council to pass a city ordinance that would declare Odessa as a sanctuary city for the unborn, a step that he said would ban abortions in Odessa. "This is not a city issue. We have other priorities," Councilwoman Mary Willis told Hovind during council's Tuesday work session, which was held at the Marriott Hotel. "We have infrastructure problems and a wastewater problem that needs to be addressed. Voters elected us to represent them, not so that we can push our personal agenda." Councilman Steve Thompson called Tuesday's two-hour discussion about abortion a waste of time. He said passing such an ordinance would divert city staff time from more pressing issues. The mayor election campaign was about the city wasting money, Thompson said. "I think this is a waste of time and money." Council members Tom Sprawls and Deborah White echoed similar sentiments. Hovind invited several people, including Mark Lee Dickinson, the founder of the Sanctuary for the Unborn movement, to try and convince council to pass the ordinance during Tuesday's scheduled work sessions. Work sessions are not for council members to vote and take action on items, but rather a time when council can ask questions and learn more about topics coming for a vote during regular meetings. Mike Cummings, a city councilman from Joaquin, Texas, told Odessa Council that he was proud that his city passed the ordinance. But Cummings raised the ire of some Odessa City Council members when he suggested that any council member that didn't support the ordinance was not a true Christian. If you claim to be a Christian, you must act like it or leave God's name out of it, Cummings told the council. Councilwoman White quickly rebuked Cummings. Don't accuse me of not being a Christian just because I won't vote the way you want. You're not even a resident. You're some guy from a small town in Texas coming here and telling me that you're going to judge me? I'm offended. Councilman Thompson also took a shot at Cummings, who was at times condescending and snarky in his comments to council. It's typical that the people who quote scripture are the ones who don't follow it, Thompson said, referring to Cummings. After realizing he didn't have enough council support to pass the abortion ordinance, Hovind announced that he was abandoning his effort for now. Hovind suggested he would return to the issue at a later date and said the issue warrants further discussion countywide. This isn't any personal agenda, Hovind said. The people of Odessa asked me to do this. This is not a waste of time and money. I will not ever apologize for standing up for God or my personal opinion. Tuesday's marathon meeting lasted 6 hours, with half of that time spent debating the proposed abortion ordinance and whether to rescind the city's current face covering mandate. More than 100 people attended the meeting, many of them clearly Hovind supporters who applauded when he spoke. A majority of council members said they would not support the city's current ordinance requiring employees and residents to wear face coverings when inside a business. A majority of the council members were not wearing masks during the session. Willis and White wore masks during the entire meeting. Former Mayor David Turner and his council passed that ordinance in November after COVID-19 rates had soared to record levels in the county. But Hovind and council members Denise Swanner, Mark Mehta, and Tom Sprawlings said they thought COVID-19 rates had decreased sufficiently to justify rescinding the ordinance. During a Tuesday Zoom press meeting, local health officials said an open dialogue was needed between the city and health officials before the ordinance is rescinded. Ector County Health Authority Dr. Babatunde Hinadu said that masks and social distancing have helped Odessa's COVID and flu cases. However, if hospitalizations go back on the rise, the matter is out of local control and back to state hands in terms of closures of business. Currently, statewide businesses must have occupancy of 75% or less. Council members Willis, Thompson, and White argued that face coverings have been effective in reducing rates and should be maintained. Hovind said council will not vote on the face covering ordinance during next Tuesday's council meeting, but it will be brought back at a future date for a vote. At some point, we need to get back to normal, Sprouls said. I think we're at a point where we can lighten up. Hovind said he would like to see the ordinance lifted because too many businesses are suffering from the current COVID restrictions. Still reading from the front page, New Teacher Prep Program Coming to UTPB by Ruth Campbell. Having been invited to submit an application for the UTeach program aimed at preparing future math and science teachers, University of Texas Permian Basin hopes to have its first group of students by 2022. Dean of the College of Education, Larry Daniel, said UTPB plans to put in its application in early January. If indeed we are accepted and funded, we're anticipating starting the planning right away, and we would have our first cohort of students. The plan would be to have them for fall of 2020. So the 21-22 academic year would be our planning year. And then fall of 22, we will have recruited the first group of students to come through, Daniel said. He said they hope to have as many as 30 students the first semester and an additional 20 in the spring semester. It would be ideally around 50 that first year, Daniel said. UTPB also offers OCT2 UTPB, an accelerated teacher training program, and US Prep. U.S. PrEP was launched in 2015 with six university school partners. In 2017, two new partners were added spanning across Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, and Texas. It now will launch a second cohort of eight universities concentrated in New York, Texas, and California, targeting educator talent pipelines for some of the biggest schools districts in the U.S., including the New York City Public School System, its website said. Daniel said the design of the UTeach program is to get students who may not have decided to become teachers yet. But the design of the program is to offer courses tuition-free to them that are high interest and focused on some experience working with children, for people to get used to the idea that they can do this, Daniel said. He added that the program also provides other supports and mentoring so that they can be successful as they enter the teaching programs. All these things we're doing are not necessarily cross-purposed, but we do hope that there are some crossover students participating in more than one of them, Daniel said. Daniel said UTPB is not jumping on every bandwagon in terms of teaching programs. We're finding things that support what our faculty and the university's mission have already led us to be thinking about. We happen to have very interested partners that have provided us opportunity, and the other thing is funding. It does take extra resources to do new programs, and we've been able to find opportunities through these external partners that allow us to have more resources to attract and really prepare excellent teachers, he said. The funding for UTeach will come through UT Austin. It's $1.4 million over 5 years. However, they have negotiated with some of the local funders through the PSP, Permian Strategic Partnership, organization for the fundings actually going from the PSP funders to UT Austin, and we're basically getting that back to the community again through UT Austin, Daniel said. The funding stream makes sense because they're putting the funding into an organization that runs the program, knows the program, and has a reputation for doing this. We're going through the process currently, filing an application as any institution who participates in UTEACH would need to do, Daniel said. Daniel said assuming UTPB gets the grant award for UTEACH, they will immediately start getting the word out to students. The folks at PSP reached out to us, and they reached out to UT Austin roughly at the same time, expressing their interest in bringing UTEACH to the Permian Basin. So I know we have support of business leaders. We're getting letters of support from the school districts to include with our application when we send it in next month. I do think the important people out in the public, our school district partners, and business leaders definitely are high on this program, Daniel said. UTEACH started in the 90s, so it has been around a couple of decades. They've proven themselves, Daniel said. There's been thousands of teachers that have come through that program and been successful in the sites all around the country. It's a program that's tried and true, that has a fabulous reputation by one of our lead universities here in the state at UT. So certainly, I think it's going to hit the scene fairly loudly and people will like it. Daniel said UTPB has two science educators here who are co-writing the proposal and will probably be leading the project. Daniel said more people will be needed as the program is built. UTPB will get 5 years of support for UTEACH, and the grant application will include some of the positions they will need. The grant is expected to be $1.4 million over 5 years, going up incrementally as it gets fully implemented. They will be looking to fund UTEACH beyond the 5 years. With all the teachers coming out of the teacher preparation programs, Daniel said there will be districts that still need teachers. I think everybody we graduate right now, if they're successful in the program and they want a job, one of our districts locally will be happy to have them. I don't foresee any time in the future that we're going to exhaust the need, but we are interested in increasing that line of qualified educators, Daniel said. He added that UTPB has received incredible cooperation from Odessa College and Ector and Midland Independent School Districts. 341 days. For 341 days, the city has fought a lawsuit brought by the Odessa American to enforce the state law that guarantees the public's right to see basic police records. Through December 4th, the city has spent $87,490.99 of taxpayers' dollars to fight releasing information on crime in Odessa. COVID-19 news by the numbers. Editor's note. Ector County last updated COVID-19 numbers Tuesday, December 29th. Ector County total cases, both confirmed and probable, 11,543. Ector County negative, 37,671 out of 49,695 tested, with 481 pending, 181 deaths. Recovered, 9,711. Active, 1,651. ECISD daily cases, 4 students, 3 staff. U.S. cases, 20,732,404 total confirmed and 352,464 deaths. Find out more at co.ector.tx.us or dshs.state.tx.us or the CD site at tinyurl.com/tztrjlf. See the ECISD COVID-19 dashboard at tinyurl.com/y6ntptuq. Quick hits. Donation box. Over Christmas, Trooper David Moya, stationed in Monahans, and his family lost their family home in a structure fire. The house was a total loss, and the family is in need of assistance. They lost everything, and any donation which can be provided is much appreciated. Donations, including monetary donations, are being accepted through January 15th at the donation box at the Ector County Sheriff's Office, 2500 South Highway 385, Odessa, Texas 79766. All donations will be delivered to Moya on January 15. Clothes and shoe size needed are girl 3T, shoe size 8, boy 4T, shoe size 9, 16-year-old girl extra small size 2, shoe size 5.5, 15-year-old boy 29x32, small men's shirts, shoe size 8.5, men's 38x32 large shirts, shoe size 8.5-9, and women's size 8 petite medium shirt, shoe size 5-5.5. Visit tinyurl.com/yxsf8nxq or tinyurl.com/y36agup. Concert. Midland Odessa Symphony and Chorale has scheduled Mostly Mozart at 7:30 p.m. January 30th at Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 Farm to Market, 1788 Midland. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. For tickets or more information, visit tinyurl.com/y6065HA. Adoption event. Odessa American Control is having an adoption event for the month of January during operating hours. All adoptions include spay-neutered vaccines, city, county license, and microchip. All fees are waived for fully vetted pets. For more information, contact Odessa Animal Shelter at 910 West 42nd Street, 432-368-3527. On the net, tinyurl.com/yy5xsxsoa. 341 days. For 341 days, the city has fought a lawsuit brought by the Odessa American to enforce the state law that guarantees the public's right to see basic police records. Through December 4th, the city has spent $87,490.99 of taxpayers' dollars to fight releasing information on crime in Odessa. COVID-19 news by the numbers. Editor's note. Ector County last updated COVID-19 numbers Tuesday, December 29th. Ector County total cases, both confirmed and probable, 11,543. Ector County negative, 37,671 out of 49,695 tested, with 481 pending, 181 deaths. Recovered, 9,711. Active, 1,651. ECISD daily cases, 4 students, 3 staff. U.S. cases, 20,732,404 total confirmed and 352,464 deaths. Find out more at co.ector.tx.us or dshs.state.tx.us or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/tztrjlf. See the ECISD COVID-19 dashboard at tinyurl.com/y6ntptuq. Quick hits. Donation box. Over Christmas, Trooper David Moya, stationed in Monahans, and his family lost their family home in a structure fire. The house was a total loss, and the family is in need of assistance. They lost everything, and any donation which can be provided is much appreciated. Donations, including monetary donations, are being accepted through January 15th at the donation box at the Ector County Sheriff's Office, 2500 South Highway 385, Odessa, Texas, 79766. All donations will be delivered to Moya on January 15. Clothes and shoe size needed are girl 3T, shoe size 8, boy 4T, shoe size 9, 16-year-old girl extra small size 2, shoe size 5.5, 15-year-old boy 29x32, small men's shirts, shoe size 8.5, men's 38x32 large shirts, shoe size 8.5-9, and women's size 8 petite medium shirt, shoe size 5-5.5. Visit tinyurl.com/yxsf8nxq or tinyurl.com/y36aguap. Concert. Midland Odessa Symphony and Chorale has scheduled Mostly Mozart at 7:30 p.m. January 30th at Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 Farm to Market, 1788 Midland. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. For tickets or more information, visit tinyurl.com/y6065HA. Adoption event. Odessa American Control is having an adoption event for the month of January during operating hours. All adoptions include spay-neutered vaccines, city, county license, and microchip. All fees are waived for fully vetted pets. For more information, contact Odessa Animal Shelter at 910 West 42nd Street, 432-368-3527. On the net, tinyurl.com/yy5xsxsoa.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Wednesday, January 6, 2021. Health and Wellness. See your primary care provider during the pandemic. Dr. Maria Montero, Midland Health. People always ask me what to do to prevent COVID-19. Besides wearing a face mask when in contact with other people outside your household, washing your hands regularly, keeping up with social distancing, and avoiding large crowds. One of the best things you can do is to visit your primary care provider, PCP. Your PCP can help you keep up with your health maintenance and preventative care, and help you manage conditions that can contribute to complications from COVID-19. A delay in preventative health care may lead to bad outcomes in the future. If you wait too long to get something checked, like that little chest pain or shortness of breath, abdominal pain here and there, or feeling fatigue, or that little lump in the breast, etc. A disease can progress to the point that it cannot be reversible. Some people just go to the doctor when they have an acute issue, like a minor cut or earache. But checking with your PCP like a bank transaction works until it doesn't. If you are worried about catching COVID-19 in a physician's office, rest assured that many physicians' offices have already put in place measures to keep people safe, such as decreasing capacity and spacing appointment times to reassure patients. Many are offering telehealth visits, especially those with respiratory issues, or designate patients to specific areas, away from other patients. It is essential to keep up with well child visits and immunizations to keep children and communities safe from vaccine-preventable diseases. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Your PCP can help you stay healthy. Everybody needs medical care at some point. But if you already have a chronic illness, you require the guidance of someone with the ability to make the correct diagnosis and balance your medication regimen to ensure that you are getting the best care possible. PCPs are like the orchestra directors who can communicate with specialists and coordinate care with patients and families. They can address the entire person, taking into account their values, beliefs, and preferences. The COVID-19 pandemic has limited our interactions with others, but let's be honest. Sometimes you just need to see your doctor to talk to somebody outside your household members. Hypertension, diabetes, COPD, heart disease, and obesity will not go away even while we are in a pandemic, and they need to be constantly monitored to make sure you are not developing any complications. Please remember, if you have multiple conditions, you may be seen by multiple specialists who can sometimes give contradictory recommendations. But your PCP will give you the best guidance on how to integrate the varied and complex treatments for optimal management. If you don't have any medical conditions, your doctor can help you realize you're developing a health problem you hadn't noticed yet, like vision problems, strength and fall risk, cholesterol issues, urinary incontinence, depression, anxiety, very common this year, or memory issues, before it is too late, or severe problems occur, like a stroke or heart attack. You may know who you are, but you may not know the state of your health. The latter is something a PCP can help offer and guide you. Knowledge is power, and this knowledge and familiarity help personalize your medical care and save time in the future. A PCP's goal is to deliver the care that is right for you, not a one-size-fits-all.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Wednesday, January 6th, 2021. This is the Business and Oil page. This article is entitled, Oil tops $50, with Saudis pledging a unilateral cut. By Andres Guerra-Loz, Bloomberg. Oil surged to its highest since February after Saudi Arabia pledged to voluntarily cut output by an extra 1 million barrels in what Russia's deputy prime minister described as a New Year gift to the market. Futures in New York rose 4.9% on Tuesday after briefly topping $50 a barrel for the first time since the pandemic triggered widespread lockdowns and sent fuel demand plunging. OPEC Plus reached an agreement following 2 days of talks to curb supply over the next 2 months. Other producers will hold supply steady or make a small increase, delegates said. Russia and Kazakhstan will be allowed to boost output by a combined 75,000 barrels a day in both February and March. Saudi Arabia's unilateral cut is a groundbreaking statement that shows the oil giant is not only ready to bite the bullet and keep taps tight, but it also recognizes the short-term demand risk and is ready to protect its export prices by tightening supply, said Bjornar Tonhaugen, head of oil markets at Rystad Energy. The Saudi pledge and the rally in prices may give the U.S. shale industry some room to begin snapping up market share, though financial hardships from the pandemic and investor expectations remain obstacles. It's an especially sweet gift for the U.S. shale drillers, said RBC analyst Halima Croft. Shale stocks subsequently surged. The S&P index of exploration and production companies jumped as much as 9.3%, with shale producers such as Continental Resources Inc. and Occidental Petroleum Corporation rising more than 10%. The industry has proven time and time again that if prices are strong and there's opportunity to make some revenue or profit, they'll probably take it, said Andrew LeBeau, senior partner at Commodity Research Group. How much that's going to be remains clearly a major question. The rally was also showing up in the oil futures curve. Some of the nearest oil contracts were trading at a premium to longer-dated ones, a bullish structure known as backwardation that indicates strong demand and tight supplies. West Texas Intermediate for December 2021 was trading at a premium of roughly $2 to the same contract a year ahead. So-called time spreads for Brent crude also signaled strength. OPEC was a big deal, and it happened so quickly it caught the market by surprise, said Michael Hiley, head of over-the-counter energy trading at New York-based LPS Futures. No one knows what the COVID situation is going to be, but OPEC is going to keep controlling production until things are back to normal. They've shown us that. OPEC Plus faces a complex demand outlook as the group decides how to move forward with its output plan month by month. There are signs that parts of the world's economies are staging a comeback with a measure of U.S. manufacturing expanding last month as the fastest pace since 2018. But other areas of the demand recovery that had seemed constant are showing some signs of wavering. Several Asian refiners won't be getting into long-term supply contracts for fuel sales this year, a sign the region's energy consumption recovery is far from certain. Although a cold snap in the Northern Hemisphere is aiding demand for heating fuels. In the U.S., expectations are for crude inventories to have fallen last week following 3 straight weeks of declines, according to a Bloomberg survey. The industry-funded American Petroleum Institute reports its figures later Tuesday ahead of U.S. government data on Wednesday. This article is entitled Saudi's Surprise Oil Market with Big Unilateral Output Cut by Javier Blas, Salma El-Wardani, and Grant Smith, Bloomberg. Saudi Arabia surprised the oil market with a large reduction in its output for February and March, carrying a greater burden of OPEC plus cuts, while other producers hold steady or make small increases. The kingdom will make an extra cut of 1 million barrels a day, said Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman. That's more than offset the combined 75,000 barrel a day increase Russia and Kazakhstan will be allowed to make in each of those months. The rest of the group will hold output steady. We do that with the purpose of supporting our economy, the economies of our colleagues in OPEC plus countries, to support the industry, Prince Abdulaziz told reporters after the group's video conference on Tuesday. The Saudi pledge makes for a tighter market than traders had been anticipating and sent crude surging into a 10-month high. It shows how worried the kingdom is about the impact of Europe's resurgent coronavirus pandemic on oil demand, but also its determination to avoid a new price war with Russia. Both countries get at least part of what they wanted. The additional price support desired by Riyadh and the production boost Moscow has been pushing. Still, the contortions that were necessary to secure a consensus after 2 days of talks show the fragility of the alliance between the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and other major producers. The de facto leaders of the group have different priorities, with Saudi Arabia preferring to sacrifice volume in exchange for higher prices, while Russia wants to boost production before rival suppliers can fill the gap. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak welcomed Saudi Arabia's move, telling reporters that it's a great New Year present for the whole oil industry. It's an especially sweet gift for U.S. shale drillers, said RBC analyst Halima Croft. The agreement means the global market will get far less supply than traders had been expecting prior to this week. The OPEC Plus meeting opened on Monday with a proposal from Russia for a 500,000-barrel-a-day output hike next month, which was opposed by most other members. The alliance had been scheduled to discuss similar-sized increases in March and April, but that plan has been superseded by the latest accord.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach, Wednesday, January 6th. More effective treatment for seborrheic dermatitis. Dear Dr. Roach, I have seborrheic dermatitis in my ear canal opening. I've been treating it with steroid ointment, but it is not very effective. It's my understanding that there is no cure for this condition. It is very irritating and uncomfortable. Do you know of a more effective way of treating this condition? Answer. Seborrheic dermatitis causes flaky skin, especially in oily areas like the scalp, face, and ear canal. Many people have it. Topical corticosteroids are a common treatment. Since it isn't helping, there are other options. I defer these to my colleagues in dermatology and may include cyclopyrex, tacrolimus, and phototherapy. However, it may be as simple as trying a different and perhaps more potent steroid cream. Your dermatologist will do a careful exam to be sure of the diagnosis. Wife grapples with family's history of sexual dysfunction. Dear Abby, for Wednesday, January 6th. Dear Abby, when my husband and I were first married, I had no idea why his mother and sisters were so hostile. When they started treating our children the same way, my husband finally addressed the issue. We moved out of town, and he finally told me that when he was in his teens and early 20s, he had had sex with all of them, which is why they didn't like me. After an estrangement of many years, he has now started talking to his mother and sisters again. His mother is now in her 70s. It breaks my heart that he is talking to people he had sex with, but he says it is okay because they are family. In my opinion, he should have nothing to do with them. Please tell me how I need to handle things. All in the family. Dear All In, you cannot control what another adult does. I sympathize with your feelings, and I agree your husband's family situation was beyond unhealthy. However, from what you wrote, I get the impression that you would be equally upset if he were talking with ex-girlfriends. If your husband wants to talk to his relatives, he's going to do it regardless of whether or not you find it threatening. My question to you would be, are you willing to tolerate it? Dear Abby, my girlfriend suffers from depression. She says she loves me, but there are times she won't contact me for days because of it. During this most recent bout of depression, she hasn't talked to me for a month. I finally got fed up. I told her the next time she talks to me, it should either be a breakup call or to give me an apology. Was I right to say this? I don't know what to do. Unsure in the East. Dear Unsure, you say your girlfriend suffers from depression. Is she under the care of a doctor and receiving treatment for it? Is her family aware of the fact that when she cycles down, she is incommunicado? If she's so incapacitated that she can't communicate, they should be notified so she can get the professional help she needs, including an adjustment in her medications if necessary. I agree she owes you an apology, and I can't fault you for telling her, but I would not recommend mentioning breaking up while she's in a vulnerable mental state. Dear Abby, I am a 55-year-old successful businesswoman who has fallen in love with a man who has nothing. I would have to support him completely in retirement, but he is so lovable, so kind, and so much fun. He does bring me great joy and happiness. What should I do? Stay with him and take on the burden of his finances, or just keep moving? I to the future in Pennsylvania. Dear I, you are a 55-year-old successful businesswoman. I assume you are asking me whether you should marry this man or not, even though you find him lovable, kind, and fun to be with. People have valuable assets to offer besides money. However, before you make any trips to the altar, I suggest you have a chat with your attorney, just in case your assessment of him should change after the wedding.
Jacqueline Bigger Stars by Madeline Aslan. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. A baby born today has a sun in Capricorn and a moon in Libra. Happy birthday for Wednesday, January 6, 2021. Explorative, educational, and brutally truthful, you help lighten up the world. Because you see light, you see darkness. And this is your next project, resulting in a very successful in 2021. If single, you're searching for your mate. When you accept someone's flaws, that is the one. If attached, you've found your direction. You're lonely no more. It is heavenly. Be in wonder. But don't sacrifice yourself. Cancer adores you completely. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 5 stars. Today adds new substance to important friendships. Others make plans for the future that happily includes you. Companions can be insecure about their jobs and talents. Bolster a friend with encouraging comments and tell a few jokes. Tonight, date night. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 4 stars. You will find your workload easier and more enjoyable today. Team spirit is a must at work. You will reach your goals by fitting in with the crowd. Natural healing techniques and alternative therapies rejuvenate you. Tonight, health is a focus. Gemini, May 21 through June 20, 4 stars. The expression of creative ideas enriches your life in a serendipitous way. Share a favorite pastime with one you admire. A business trip would be productive. Information shared by an acquaintance offers fresh and useful perspectives. Tonight, true love is going through a transformation. Cancer, June 21 through July 22, 4 stars. Valuable information surfaces, and you find your direction. You realize how patterns guide your life. It's a good time to examine your roots and origins, complete projects that have been dragging on for too long. Tonight, add decorative lights, including unusual candles around your home. Leo, July 23 through August 22. 4 stars. You are eager to communicate today. Controversy and debate will thrill you. There is a need to crusade for causes you believe in. Humor and patience ease a situation with a difficult neighbor. Tonight, direct your mental energy into writing, studies, or teaching. Virgo, August 23 through September 22. 3 stars. Responsibility, managing time wisely, and traditional values guide you today. Be early if meeting a deadline. Investigate financial decisions and commitments carefully. Learning a new skill will assure success and security. Tonight, becoming aware of the latest developments in your field. Libra, September 23 through October 22. 5 stars. Today marks the start of great hope. You are on the brink of great progress. You're observant and alert, and it's easy to learn anything you set your mind to. Journeys are quite productive, exceeding your expectations. Tonight, feeling a huge sense of abundance. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21. 5 stars. You will understand today how past events have helped your growth. Confusion clears. You realize you have conquered an old phobia or inhibition. You discover so much more about yourself. Tonight, old memories and the momentum of past habits. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21, 4 stars. Today the mood is altruistic. Friendships are a blessing. Involvement in community life or organizations brings rewards. You rethink commitments and alliances. New types of associates are included in your social circle. Tonight, you will explore options concerning your goals. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19, 3 stars. The winter has a solemn quality. You will long for greater success and status. You might feel dedicated to high-profile projects that are a challenge, but also have the potential to bring great rewards. Tonight, fulfill promises to acquire long-term security. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18. 4 stars. It is a wonderful time to enroll in a study program. You would enjoy learning experiences, particularly those involving philosophy or foreign languages. A broader and more expansive outlook develops. An in-law or grandchild brightens celebrations. Tonight, in wonderment. Pisces, February 19 through March 20. 4 stars. Strategy helps resolve any monetary glitches. New long-term financial strategies are worth considering. An inheritance or insurance settlement could come your way. It is a good time to attend a seance or consult a Ouija board. Tonight, feeling the mystery. Born today, fictional detective Sherlock Holmes, 1854. Mystic Khalil Gibran, 1883. Comedian Kate McKinnon, 1984.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.